coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. There was an old Bob Hope movie years and years ago named I'll Take Sweden, and that's exactly what my guest today is going to be doing. John Campbell is taking his driving colors to Sweden next week for a very special event. Here to tell us more about it is none other than the man himself, John Campbell. John, welcome.
Thanks, Norm. It's my pleasure to be with you.
You're making a special guest appearance next week in Sweden. Tell us more about that race and how it came about.
Well, it's like a Legends Day type of thing that they have at Sovala. They had asked me to come last year, and I just wasn't able to. And they extended an invitation this year, and it worked out much better for me. So I decided to go over, and my wife Paula's going with me. So we're quite excited to be going.
Oh, it should be a great family event.
Well, yeah, we've been to Sovala a couple times in the past, and you know we're going to see some people that we haven't seen in a while, and the Swedish people have been just excellent to us every time we've gone over. So we're looking forward to not only seeing old friends but meeting new ones.
How long will we be over there for?
It's a quick trip. We leave Monday afternoon from Newark, and we get back into Newark Thursday morning. But we have a dinner Tuesday night and the race Wednesday, and then we'll come back Thursday morning.
Now, given these names and how respected they are in Sweden, it must be a real honor for you to be asked to race against them. Name some of the guys.
Well, the first one that comes to mind is Bernd Lindstedt. I've competed against Bernie a long time here, and I consider him not only a world-class driver, but a world-class person. He's just a great guy, and always so professional on and off the track, and I have a lot of respect for him. Stig Johansson, I don't know as well, and Ole Gupp, I don't know as well, but I've competed against those guys, and, you know, they were really top drivers. You could just tell the way they handled horses, that they knew what they were doing, and you knew why they had success in Europe. So I think it's only the second year, that's my understanding, that they've had it. I don't think it's something that's been going on that long. As I said, I couldn't get there the first year, but able to go this year.
Now, the timing of the event obviously had to work out, too.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of stakes season, and especially Pennsylvania Sires, and, you know, they're so lucrative, it's hard to give that up to go over there. But, this year it's not going to affect me much schedule-wise, so it's working out quite well.
Now, speaking of driving for Swedish interests, you just missed out on your record 7th Hambletonian win with Nuncio earlier this month. While you didn't win, there's absolutely no discounting your effort or that the colt put forth. When will we see him next?
I think he goes to a Pennsylvania Sire Stake a week from Tuesday at the Meadows, and then I'm not sure where he'll likely go to the Pennsylvania Finals after that and then on to Lexington.
Now, we'll see you Saturday night at Mohawk for divisions of the Eternal Cam Nation and the Nassagawea. Let's get a few comments on those drives. First up, you've got pacing filly Strut My Stuff in the first Eternal Cam Nation division.
Yeah, she started out with a lot of promise at the Meadowlands Baby Racing, and she just didn't race as well as we'd hoped. She ran into a couple physical problems, and I haven't driven her for about a month. She does have some speed, and, but she's a filly that needs a trip. And, you know, if she's over physical issues, I think she's competitive to get a check in there.
Next one is Ideal Nuggets in the second Eternal Cam Nation division. Tell us about this one.
Well, I started her off in her baby races, and then I had a conflict when she started New Jersey Sire Stakes, so I haven't raced her since then. But she's raced well every time. She has a little bad luck with trips that just didn't work out. And, you know, she's been 1, 2, 3 almost every start. So if she gets a good trip, I think she's a filly that's going to surprise some people because she does have ability and a really good attitude.
And finally, Go Daddy Go in the second Nassagawea.
Well, very happy with his race in Grand River. I mean, he just went a sensational mile. He parked the whole mile and didn't have to cover very much of it. Obviously, it's a step up to Grand Circuit racing, but, you know, I think he's going to handle that. It's just a question of how much do they go in there, and is he capable of stepping up and pacing in 151 or 152, but I'm sure he'll race well because he's just a real solid colt.
We'll be watching, John. A pleasure as always. Good luck on Saturday night. Best of luck in Sweden.
Thank you very much, Norm.